Now, why do we bother looking at phase equilibria? It's just because we can. No, there's lots of issues that are important out there to do with phase equilibria. For earth science people, mineral formation is about understanding what's going on in phase equilibria as you switch from alpha quartz to gamma quartz. These are phase transitions. And biological science, there's lots of physiology that deals with quite complex sort of chemical issues. So understanding why we dissolve a certain partial pressure of oxygen into plasma, for instance, that's an example of studying phase equilibria. In material science, if you're an engineering sort, you might want to go straight from graphite to diamond, so you play with the phase equilibria diagram. As you can see here, the pressure, this is 10 to the 4 atmospheres, it's not pascals we're dealing with, it's some seriously big number, and a temperature of a couple of thousand degrees. These are severe conditions to jump straight from graphite to diamond, otherwise